Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 6, The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Mahaprabhu had fainted when in the temple of Jagannath, when he saw Lord Jagannath for the first time. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had brought him to his house. Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees who came with Mahaprabhu saw him. And then when they returned from seeing Lord Jagannath, they chanted loudly in Mahaprabhu's ear, and he woke up from his unconscious state of ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and very loudly chanted, Hari, Hari. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very pleased to see the Lord regain consciousness, and he took the dust of the Lord's lotus feet. The Bhattacharya informed all of them, please take your midday baths immediately. Today, I shall offer you Mahaprasadam, the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. After bathing in the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees returned very soon. The Lord then washed his feet and sat down on a carpet to take lunch, an asana. Prabhu asane vasila. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made arrangements to bring various kinds of Mahaprasadam from the Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then accepted lunch with great happiness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offered special rice and first-class vegetables on golden plates. He thus took lunch in the company of his devotees. While Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya personally distributed the prasadam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested him, please give me only boiled vegetables. You can offer the cakes and preparations made with condensed milk to all the devotees. Hearing this, the Bhattacharya folded his hands and spoke as follows. Today, all of you please try to taste the lunch just as Lord Jagannath accepted it. After saying this, he made them eat all the various cakes and condensed milk preparations. After feeding them, he offered them water to wash their hands, feet, and mouths. Begging permission from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then went with Gopinathacharya to take lunch. After finishing their lunch, they returned to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Narayana Vali Namaskara Koila Krishna Matirastu Bale Gosai Kohila. Offering his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Namo Narayana. I offer my obeisances to Narayan. In return, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Matirastu. Let your attention be on Krishna. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is the etiquette among sannyasis, those on the fourth platform of spiritual life, to offer respects by saying Om Namo Narayanaya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Narayana. This greeting is used especially by Mayavadi sannyasis. According to the Smriti scriptures, a sannyasi should not expect anything from anyone, nor should he consider himself identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnava sannyasis never think of themselves as being one with the Lord. They always consider themselves eternal servants of Krishna, and they want to see everyone in the world become Krishna conscious. For this reason, a Vaishnava sannyasi always offers his blessings to everyone, saying, Krishna Matirastu, may you become Krishna conscious. Continuing, hearing these words, Sarvabhauma understood Lord Chaitanya to be a Vaishnava sannyasi. Sarvabhauma then said to Gopinathacharya, I want to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's previous situation. To the Prabhupada's short purport. The word purva ashrama refers to one's previous situation in life. Sometimes a person will accept the renounced order from household life, and sometimes even from brahmachari, student life. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to know of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's previous situation as a householder. Gopinatha Charja Kahi Navadipi Gare Gara Jagannatha Nama Padavi Misra Purandara. Gopinatha Charya replied, "There was a man named Jagannath who was a resident of Navadvip and whose surname was Misra Purandara. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the son of that Jagannath Misra, and his former name was Vishwambara Misra. He also happens to be the grandson of Nilambara Chakravarti." The Bhattacharya said, "Nilambara Chakravarti was a classmate of my father, Maheshwara Visharad. I knew him as such. Jagannath Misra Purandara was respected by my father. Thus, because of their relationship with my father, I respect both Jagannath Misra and Nilambara Chakravarti." The Bhattacharya inquired, "Hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belonged to the Nadia district, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very pleased, and he addressed the Lord as follows. You are naturally respectable. Beside, you are a sannyasi. Thus, I wish to become your personal servant." Srila Prabhupada's purport. A sannyasi is always to be worshipped and offer all kinds of respect by the grihastha householders. Although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma respected him as a sannyasi and as one who had attained the topmost platform of spiritual ecstasy. Thus the Bhattacharya certainly accepted him as his master. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from the Bhattacharya, he immediately remembered Lord Vishnu and began to speak humbly to him as follows. "Because you are a teacher of Vedanta philosophy, you are the master of all the people in the world and their well-wisher as well. You are also the benefactor of all kinds of sannyasis." Purport. Because the Mayavadi sannyasis teach Vedanta philosophy to their students or disciples, they are customarily called Jagat Guru. This indicates that they are the benefactors of all people. Although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not a sannyasi but a householder, he used to invite all the sannyasis to his home and offer them prasadam. Thus, he was accepted as the best well-wisher and friend of all the sannyasis. Mahaprabhu continued, "I am a young sannyasi, and I actually have no knowledge of what is good and what is bad. Therefore, I am taking shelter of you and accepting you as my spiritual master. I have come here only to associate with you, and I am now taking shelter of you. Will you kindly maintain me in all respects? The incident that happened today was a great obstacle for me." Mahaprabhu is referring to his falling down unconscious in the temple. "But you have kindly relieved me of it." The Bhattacharya replied, "Do not go alone to see the deity at the Jagannath temple. It is better that you go with me or my men." The Lord said, "I shall never enter the temple, but shall always view the Lord from the side of the Garuda Stamba." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then told Gopinathacharya, "Take Goswamiji and show him Lord Jagannath. Also, the apartment belonging to my maternal aunt is in a very solitary place. Make all arrangements for him to stay there." Thus, Gopinathacharya took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his residential quarters and showed him where to find water, tubs, and water pots. Indeed, he arranged everything. The next day, Gopinathacharya took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see the early rising of Lord Jagannath. Gopinathacharya then took Mukunda Datta with him and went to Sarvabhauma's house. When they arrived, Sarvabhauma addressed Mukunda Datta as follows. The sannyasi is very meek and humble by nature, and his person is very beautiful to see. Consequently, my affection for him increases. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya considered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a very humble and meek person because, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, he still retained his brahmachari name. The Lord took sannyas from Kesava Bharati in the Bharati Sampradaya, in which the brahmacharis, the assistants of the sannyasi, are named Chaitanya. Even after accepting sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retained the name Chaitanya, meaning a humble servant of a sannyasi. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya appreciated this very much. And he said, from which sampradaya has he accepted the sannyas order? And what is his name? Gopinath Kahi, Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Guru Inhar Kesava Bharati Mahadanya. Gopinath Acharya replied, the Lord's name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and his sannyas preceptor is the greatly fortunate Kesava Bharati. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had a very interesting reply, and we shall hear that very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.